Rejoice, dear listener, for your endless march through the internet has finally produced something to add meaning to your empty, meandering existence. Your friends at Idiots Discuss the Universe are digging up musical gems of the past and deciding if they have any shine left or not. Welcome to Old Gold.
Bitches be crazy.
Bitches be crazy.
They really do, Spenny.
They really do. They do be. And there's not much more else you can say than that.
And I'm using like the general term bitches, just in general. All those
Anyone
bitches.
Anyone who's a bitch
there.
Is also crazy. You know, it's some crazy bitch shit that happened to me today.
What?
Well. It's probably me actually being the crazy bitch, but basically I went grocery shopping at Fred Meyer's near Summer's house, and I get back to her place, and you know how there's like that little parking lot, parking spaces in front of her apartment? It's like a small
four-car parking lot, right.
So only like those people are allowed to park there, right?
Uh-huh.
So I drove my van in there just right in the middle where there's not even a parking space just to unload the groceries, you know, because I was just going to open it up, run the groceries up, run back, repark it. I'm retarded because I hopped on a call with Cam. And it took about an hour.
Oh, dude. So did they tow your car?
They were about to.
Oh, shit.
And so when I walked out to drive over to meet up with Patty, I saw the neighbor and she looked at me like, hi. And I look over and it's the fucking landlord, Letitia.
Oh, Letitia.
Dude, Letitia's a mean, cold bitch, dude. And it's like, I get it. You have to deal with like fucking dumb fucks like me.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I get
and
it.
No one could get their car out of the parking lot.
No one could get their car out from the parking lot.
Did you get a tongue lashing when you got your car out of there?
I got a bit of a lashing. No, because I left. I don't even think Summer knows.
So were there ladies out there? Were there ladies out there waiting to go?
One of them was probably waiting to go. I totally blocked.
But there was no tow truck.
There's no tow truck.
Fuck them.
Fuck them. It's fine. Like, everything's fine. But, that's what Letitia said. We were getting ready to tow your car. We were going to call them. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I brought up the... I just told them what happened. You know? I'm so sorry. And I don't do that. And the neighbor was a neighbor that we're nice with, you know, friendly with. She's like, I've never seen him do it before, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck, okay, like, I'm so sorry, thank you, right. All this sort of stuff.
I don't even live here.
I don't even live here at all, so fuck
you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, so I don't know. It's funny. Just like, I get being distracted, dude. I get that for sure, you know?
This was a bad one, though. That was some ADD, some serious ADD for me to forget that I parked it there, you know?
Yeah. Did you leave, like, the hazards on and, like, or any of that shit?
No, I took the keys with me. It was off.
Just parked it, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So,
no, that's a ding-dong move there, buddy.
Big old ding-dong move.
Yeah. They would have towed that shit if you had had a little bit longer phone call. And they would have every right to do that.
They would have, yeah.
You know?
You would have been mad at yourself.
I don't think you would have been mad at anybody if you would have come out there and your car was gone.
No. I could have tried to justify, you know what I mean, like some kind of reason to, why'd they have to be, but I know it's just my fault, you know?
Right.
I wouldn't even try to do that, really. I would just be like, I'm a fucking dumbass, yeah.
Right.
No.
You might blame your friend for calling.
Yeah, I could maybe do that.
There you go.
But
I'd try to blame him.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened today. Hopefully,
I'm like giving back a little bit. You know, we get so much grief that it's nice to be the cause of it every once in a while. You know, kind of like get it. You know, fill up the other tanks a little bit. You know, drain a little bit off the side or whatever it is they call that. And that's fine. Being a little bit of a public nuisance is okay.
A bit of a.
You're not doing it with evil intention. You're not doing it with any intention whatsoever
at all. Oh my God.
You're hardly conscious.
Yeah, barely. Just fucking floating through life.
I'm just doing stuff, and it's great that you're buying groceries.
Buck groceries.
Yeah, no, that's nice. That's a good guy's thing to do.
Yep. You know? Buy groceries for the sum. And she was appreciative of that.
Get some Hungry Man dinners. And
yeah, get you some frozen dinners. Tomato. I got you some beer.
Got you tomato and some beer and some yeah. Hungry Man dinners.
A tomato. Yeah.
Two bath bombs.
Yeah. Because you're a fucking lady and shit, you know. Yeah. Here's your bath bombs. No, I would never. I'm like, here, boo-boo, I got you. Your gummy worms.
Is Basmati okay? Oh, God. They did have that.
Fuck. Okay, the fuck sorry. Up.
Oh, that one hit a little bit too
hard. A little close though. She doesn't have, because they haven't had her favorite kind of protein bars.
No, you stupid fuck. Basmati rice is not fucking okay.
Yeah. No, luckily she's not.
If I wanted to chew on fucking grass, I'd chew on grass. I want rice, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Dude, that sounds like you went through that at some point. That sounds very specific. Basmati rice.
Oh, shit.
I love basmati rice.
I do, too.
But today we're not going to be talking about India or where the fuck that shit is from.
No, it's increasingly from Pakistan. And there's a big issue right now.
What?
Pakistan produces like about 70% of the basmati rice that we have in America, and India wants to have an exclusive export agreement with.
Craig, I just said we're not going to talk about basmati rice.
Okay, sorry. Okay,
God, dude. That was good, though.
Okay.
You're about to go on it. Was that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Holy shit.
I'm informed.
You're good. You can just bring up any topic, and you're like, actually, currently there is a heated issue surrounding basmati rice.
Right.
Yeah, and I thought you were... I was like, is he fucking with me right now?
No, I am kind of fucking with you, but it's also true.
Okay. Yeah. Well...
That's the best way.
That's good.
You want to tell him?
I want to tell
him.
Okay, sure. It's my turn to tell him. Today, folks, we're doing an old gold.
Old gold.
See, and you get to do that this time. So it all works out. And that's where your beloved idiots, ourselves, myself being Spencer, and that's Craig.
Hi,
Craig. you know, we go into the past, we dig up a musical gem, mm-hmm. and we put it on display in our Museum of Wonders.
Any time before the year 2000 is fair game for us.
Yes. And actually,
but we do break that rule sometimes.
We do break that rule. And on that note, I actually
I'm not
today, breaking maybe. The rule today. With today's selection, I solemnly swear I am not breaking that rule. But I did have a query to proffer up to the council. Mm. So, because historically, our cutoff point has been 2000, right? The past
right.
20 years.
Right.
But now we're 21 years. So, does it go... Now, is the year 2000 fair game? Or will that forever be the cutoff, despite if the 20-year gap continues to grow? You see what I'm saying?
Mm. Well, if it were always a 20-year gap, if that's the way we've been done it, we would have started in 1998, because that's when we started the podcast here. We would have went back 20 years.
That's true.
But we picked 2000 kind of arbitrarily, which we could switch. You know, at some point we could adjust it. But I feel like probably we'll adjust that 2000 if we like make it to like a 5-year mark with the podcast, and then we'll just add 5 years. We'll be able to go up to like, because adding 1 year at a time is not very exciting.
Right.
But like if you can add like 5 years, then you can add whole bands and things like that. It just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
true.
It really gives you like a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel like we've exhausted before 2000 yet.
No,
either,
obviously,
you know?
Before 2000 is
but
just most of the music.
I've been tempted by some.
I found things where I was like, that's definitely like 90s. This is old. And I was like, 2001.
Yeah,
damn it.
It's been frustrating.
You know, some things like that. Yeah. But this one today, and that's good to know, that settles that. But this band today is Children of Bodom. Children of Bodom. And the reason I bring...
What is Bodom?
Bodom, I think, is a lake. Like they have this song called Lake Bodom, and let me look it up. That's a good that's a really good question. What
is it? A lake in hell or
it's something like that. Lake Bodom is a Swedish lake. Bottom
is one of those the bottomless Swiss.
It's a lake in Finland located on not Swedish. And so in the Finnish band Children of Bodom, named themselves after the lake.
Okay.
So let's see what's notorious for murders that occurred in the early morning hours of June 5th, 1960, when four teenagers, two boys and two girls, went on a camping trip to the lake and were mysteriously attacked while sleeping in their tent. Three were killed and one survived. This event is commonly referred to as the Lake Bodom Murders. Okay. In June 2005, the only survivor, Gustafsson, was charged with murdering his friends. 2005? Huh.
That's a while later.
A long time later.
Weird.
That is weird. And yeah, that's...
And that's what these fuckers have glommed onto.
Children
of Bodom.
Of Bodom, yes. And so they're a Finnish band. And man, so, you know, first of all, Aleksi Laiho, who is the vocalist and guitar player and lead guitar player and, like, you know, main guy.
Creative
throughout the whole,
nexus.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He died today at the too young age of 41. And just, you know, rest in peace, because that dude was probably one of the last, I would say, rock stars in the traditional sense,
mm-hmm.
where he played fast and crazy as hard as he could and also fucking drank and fucking did everything to the max and was difficult and, you know, just all of these things that nowadays is just a thing of the past. Yeah. And so when I was a kid, you know, middle school, I would say, like 7th and 8th grade, Children of Bodom was one of these bands that at that time period opened me up to just metal in general. And so he was like Children of Bodom, Lamb of God, Mastodon, Pantera, like Slayer, all of these sort of like you know, great bands, and they're perfect for like a kid,
and they were one of the contemporary ones that was putting out like their best stuff at that time.
And but they had albums, they'd been around a while, they've been around since like 95, and we're gonna listen to a couple tracks off their album Hate Breeder.
And that's like their fourth album or third album?
That I believe is their second album in 99. Yes.
Oh, so they took a break then.
Well, they basically what happened, they were banned for like 2 years, and then their first album, Something Wild, was released in 97.
Oh, I thought 95 for some reason.
Well, they were, I think, a band in 95. Yeah.
Oh, I thought their first album was 95 for some
Maybe
reason.
Maybe it is, and
why.
They just don't have it on here or something.
You're probably right. You're probably
I don't
right.
know.
I don't know why I got 95 in my head.
There
could have
been some demos and stuff happening, though, around that time.
I don't know why. I've just been making things up. That's quite possible.
Well, they were definitely around in 95, but they...
97 is the first release, and then their second album is 2 years later.
Yeah, Hate Breeder.
Hate Breeder
is,
okay.
is
okay.
the 1999 album that we are going to be checking out today.
What was the title of their first album?
Something Wild.
Oh, Something Wild. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, so this... He just... had a really crazy way with the guitar. It's kind of obviously very over the top, but Children of Bodom blended things such as black metal, you know, like true Finnish black metal,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, like more like folk metal meets classically infused hair metal type shit, you know? It's like all of these things where none of them are really my favorite, but then all together it kind of makes this new cool fun thing. And especially for like a kid, a lot of the stuff is like fucking awesome, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like the perfect amount of catchiness with subversive, scary, whatever the fuck, parents don't like it type shit. And so I would say Aleksi Laiho, for me and Aaron, was like, that was our reason for like getting good at guitar, you know, because before it was like riffs, you know, but then we saw this dude and we're like, holy shit. Like,
okay.
You know,
all right.
And it, looking back, like there's people who I think are faster shredders than him, but he's got just a really cool way of composing where, you know, a definite mastery of of music, and I don't know much about his musical background, but it's definitely there. So there's just like a lot of really cool classically infused passages that just sound
I'll
like
have to listen closer, yeah, because I remember them coming out back in like the late 90s or whatever it was. And I have to say that, like, yeah, it was never for me, of course, but I remember them being like one of like the better of that niche in rock music at the time, you know, even more than like Lamb of God. I like these guys, I think, a little bit more.
I mean, at their heights, I would say for sure.
Yeah.
They kind of went too deep into the hair metal territory. But, I mean, they really
carved
their...
I don't really hate on that too much, though. You know what I mean? Like, that is, like, that's not, that
you
is
don't
not
like
as unsalvageable as me.
You don't like the... Because they do, like, some folk metal. They're like... Like, some... It's very, like, traditional.
Yeah.
But that, I mean, I normally don't like, but with these guys, I'm like, okay, I've fucking party this shit. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So what are we going to do? We're going to play a couple
tracks
off of this
album? We're just
going
to listen to a couple tracks off
So
this
why did
album.
You pick this album other than it's before 2000 and you only had the choices of two? But like, this is the first album by them that you really like latched onto?
It wasn't, but it's got some songs on it once I was getting into them that became my favorites.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's probably your favorite album by them, you would say? Or right up there?
I would say it's my second favorite album by them. Because the album after this, Follow the Reaper, is my favorite one. That's the year 2000, you know?
Okay.
But this one is fucking dope. And really, I just wanted to pay respects to Alexi Laiho.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
the main reason for it. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, they do. Like, they do go back to the 90s, you know, which is pretty sick considering what they were doing. And... Yeah, they just kind of carved a niche out for themselves, and I respect that. I respect the shit out of it. Nice. So the first track we're going to be listening to is called Bed of Razors.
Nice.
Yay, Bed of Razors. So, yeah, open your ears up, folks, for some crazy guitar fun times.
And what track is this on the album?
This is track four.
Track four.
On the album. Yeah. It's a classic. All right, here we go.
It's a super fun mix. It's so Euro rock. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like kind of got a little Slade, a little ABBA.
Yeah.
A little bit of like Beethoven, like Hooked on Classics going on there. I mean, some of it's just like straight up like the exercise manual fucking dexterity exercises from like becoming a classical pianist, and he's just playing those on the guitar.
It's basic shit. But it's fucking it's well
done. It's
just
super classic shit. I mean, it's just like, and it's got that galloping rhythm to it.
Right.
You know,
tried and true.
It's tried and true. It is. His voice is.
It's pretty terrible on this album. It's pretty damn terrible on this. It's hard,
but it's also pretty. It's pretty great.
It's pretty great at the same time.
In a way, it's pretty great.
It keeps it. From being like, I don't know what it is, but it's like, if it had a singer on it, you know?
It'd be totally ridiculous.
It'd be totally ridiculous, and it is still ridiculous, but it's like, these guys are like fucking weird, because they got the keyboard, but not the clean vocals. You know, I remember that was always a thing.
It makes you wonder, like, oh, they all take it seriously.
Yeah.
You know, and if it was a singer, you would be like, I don't know.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know. It does do a strange thing to it. I don't know if it, like... Jesus, I don't know. I don't know. The music is so odd that, like, think if it had just, like, a regular hair metal singer to it.
It wouldn't work. Like, I don't think it would work. I mean, it would just be a... Well, it would be a completely different band, but it would be, like, a Symphony X type, like... You know, be like a cathedral or not cathedral.
It'd almost be like a novelty band.
Yeah, exactly.
Very close.
Yeah, Man of War, kind of.
Yeah.
You know.
Man of War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that bit. But so the guitars are like super over the top, right? Very melodic.
It does have a lot of that Halloween Man of War, like
And I've never really been into that, and nor have I been into folk metal. Which has a lot of that too, and they'll put in like the folk instruments. But with these guys, they had the right amount of like fuck it, punk fast sort of thing with it. That I was like, okay, this is pretty fucking sick.
Yeah,
it kind of
works
sick.
In a weird way.
Yeah, it's kind of kicks ass, you know.
Yeah.
And because I think they're really influenced by American shit too, you know. Like, you know, hair metal and stuff. Like, those kinds of theatrics and, like, fuck you and fuck it kind of thing. You know, and so, yeah, I don't know. It's very over the top. But I forgot to mention, like, it's weird that they had an album last year.
Oh.
They released an album last year. And last year was the year when there were all those disputes happening within the band.
Huh.
Yeah, that was last year. I was like, what?
Wow.
It really was.
Last year.
Yeah, let's see. So when I searched Children of Bodom, former Children of Bodom members explain why they left.
And they all came back together to record this year. Is that what happened?
No, the album came out in 2019. So this is when...
They all broke up after that album.
Yeah, after this album. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear fans, 2019 coming to an end, so it's a good time to take a look back before turning our gaze toward new year. For us, 2019 was eventful. A big part of that was playing our last COB gig in December. All right, I'll cut it with the accent. We've received a lot of questions about what we're going to do next and why we quit. Since this decision has sparked up a conversation and false rumors, we want to talk about why we ended up making it one more time. There is no argument behind the band's name and trademark or its use. We have a joint agreement. Alexi Lejo sold his share of the company, and this meant that the three of us became owners of the COB brand. Although plans for our future are open, what is certain is that we will never do anything to disrespect this brand and the long career we've built together. Also, we definitely want to set the record straight with the misconception that we quit because we have families and wanted to retire. Music is our profession and our lives, and all our families know that. They are proud of what we do, and they completely have our back. It should also go without saying that we as individuals are not retiring. Success brings with it the responsibility to take a stand on decisions unrelated to music as well. These decisions were very difficult for us. We were five band members, each with their own roles, but we couldn't find a shared viewpoint during these last few years. The reason for writing this is not to point fingers, but to clear things up. We are and always will be proud of what COB achieved together. Happy holidays, best wishes. Huh.
Yeah, so he got muscled out. Sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He sold his share.
Sold it. Huh.
Huh. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was living in a pretty dark, dark world for a while there.
Mm-hmm.
He just strikes me as a really, kind of like if Bam Margera was like a real person, but from Sweden with Viking blood, Finland with Viking blood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He had some of that, like, he was like fucking 38 still and still painting his nails black and putting on eyeliner and fucking doing coke. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, fucking.
Yeah, he, Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I think this is probably, like, the last... His death probably has really you could probably really line it up from that point to where it is now, depending on what he went from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's his last time above the waves or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, sad dude. Fucking sad shit.
Yeah, but it's sad shit, but his legacy lives on.
Yeah, legacy lives on.
And that's why we're here to listen to one more track. Just one more track.
We're just going
to
do one more?
Yeah, I just figured keep it nice and brief. I don't want to belabor it.
Maybe we can take it out on one, too.
Let's take it out on one as well. Okay, after this is what you're saying?
Yeah. We'll listen to this one, and then come back and chat with the folks, and then we'll just take it home with one more.
I like it. All right, this one is the closing track of the album. It's called Downfall.
Downfall.
I always love this song. It's fucking epic. All right, here we go.
Cool. That one really runs the gamut, you know. Dude, it's got some fucking badass breakdowns in it for sure, and then it's got some parts that make me fucking laugh.
That symphonic
hit that they were doing on the keyboard.
Dun dun
dun dun.
Oh yeah.
Dun 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 dun.
Oh man. Yeah.
Dun.
Yeah.
It's like, what is going on?
Dun dun dun. Yeah. And see, this is what's great about this album is this is where you still get that kind of shit from like that 90s, like you just plugged in like that keyboard over there, you know what I mean? And you're like, down. And you're like a good keyboard player, but you know what I mean?
It's some of it's ridiculous. And then some of it's just directly...
It's completely lifted from
classical music.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were doing. They're like, we'll just do this, you know? Yeah. He's good. Like, why not? Like, but make it like fucking...
Yeah, it's metal. Bach and Brahms and like all that shit. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
But it's fun. You know what I'm saying? It's fun. It's fun.
And when you don't really like... know any of that,
right?
Like, Matt, you know what I mean?
It's the kind of fun that you can have too much fun and it stops being fun.
It
you know,
gets
like
decadent for sure.
It's not an album that you can really do some heavy rotations on it a lot.
Yeah, you know? I'm gonna have to revisit
maybe when you're
13,
15, you can, but I couldn't put this on heavy rotation now,
right?
You know, even though I enjoy it, and I think that I could, I am gonna listen to the whole thing because it's funny and it's kind of like, you know,
I would still say Follow the Reaper and then Are You Dead Yet, or I think Hate Crew, Death Roll, and then Are You Dead Yet. Those the ones they had a run of three albums in the 2000s that are like,
they get way more to my liking than this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. But this is funny, and it is also like a kind of music that you don't hear a lot.
Yeah, and it's kind of like their most authentic self, where it's kind of corny. Like, they learn to refine it, you know?
It's weird.
But it's
well done.
Oh, it's... Yeah.
And,
it's very well done. Like, they were... You had to be, like, 22 or something.
Yeah.
Let's see. If he's 41 in 2021 in 1999...
He's born in 1980.
So he's born in 1980, so he was
not 19. 20, not even 19. Yeah.
So
wow.
Fucking crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
You know? Those crazy fins, man. So yeah, let's take it out with the last. Well, it's actually the first track from the album. It's called. No, you know what? I want to do this one because you're gonna.
We did the last track on the album.
No, I know. I'm sorry. I meant the last track we're gonna play.
Oh, to take us, take everybody
yeah,
home.
Yeah, to take
okay,
us
okay,
to
cool.
take us home. It's gonna be called because I know this title. It's always gotten me. I was like, what? You guys don't speak English?
Oh, no.
It's called Silent Night, Bodom Night. So, you know, they don't speak too many good Englishes. so, you know, it's what it is.
That's okay. That's all right. No, Silent Night, Bodom Night. Yeah. That's wonderful.
Wonderful.
That's just wonderful.
Yeah, man.
Is it a Christmas
yeah.
song?
Not from my remembrance of it, no. And I don't even know if they were like did any musical nods to it. I don't think they did, but.
To Christmas?
Well, just to like the actual
Silent Night. Yeah, okay.
Now, maybe it's in there. Fuck if I know.
Martin Luther wrote that song, right?
Yeah, I don't know. So. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for, you know,
yeah,
going on this
thanks
journey.
For tuning in.
Yeah.
This has been a fun one. Thank you, Spenny.
Absolutely.
Bringing back some metal memories.
Metal memories.
That's what we do here. It's
warm
just all about love and music, and we're doing the music part today.
Hell yeah.
So get us on the internet. Find that Patreon, drop some dollars there. We're going to be back even before you know we're gone.
Yeah.
So we'll catch you then.
Keep coming.
And now here's a little
Children of Bodom
with a little Silent
Rest
Night.
Rest in peace,
Bodom.
Alexi Leho. We love you.
Have a Silent Night, Bodom Night.
Oh, yeah. Silent Night, Bodom Night. And, you know, go listen to Children of Bodom. Go play it really loudly in a nice neighborhood because that's what is meant to
if you can find a
done.
Nice neighborhood.
If you live near one, yeah. If you know of one. All right. Love you. Bye.